what we have to do is never, until that happens, you see, until this thing builds to the end where you get some good shoring, we can't let the climate sour to the point that we've lost all of our influence and credibility and trade and support.
That's why I mean, I think we've got to work with the Congress first, the press second, the public in a more general way. I don't know how much we can be out. Oh, this kind of event today is bad. It's pretty good, you know what I mean? And,
oh, it's a good one. We're going to have to tweak this white paper, once it's done, is the platform for the offensive action we have to start taking.
And we have fun to get off.
I'd have Connally, the vice president, I'd have cabinet members out talking and talking strenuously the issue of national security, the issue of the right versus the left. We'll have to work on the Hill and rally all our congressional types on that. You shouldn't get into it.
Not this way.
At all.
I've got to say whatever. I have only one vote left on this one. I've used one with the whole winner of the speech. I've got one left, and it must be the last vote now.
The last.
If I use another one between now, the next time I go out, I'm bitter because he's not signed. We've got to realize that.
I read it. I watched. Here's this number. Your activity's got to be the business of the government, and it's got to be set up outside of Washington.
Outside of Washington.
That's a matter of fact. I think a long stay out of us may be in so bad during this period. I mean, here's what it's set to say.
Do you mean to go ahead and send the money for one?
After the summer. Maybe after the summer.
Well, you wouldn't go before the summer?
No.
Oh, yeah, I intend to have the summer.
Can I at least stay a long time?
Yeah.
But inactive. Get the rest of us. With us, get these people.
Well, I plan to spend at least a couple of weeks out there, but my view is, you may be right, because of course I have to have one dinner here, I think, in July, but I think spending the summer in the West Coast of the White House is a goddamn good thing. Bring the people
to this sick town right here. Here's where the sickness is. Right. And there'll be accusations, you know, that you've moved away a lot. That's bad. Get the White House press corps away from the day-to-day.
Well, this is definitely, I think, for example, my going for a very, very long Memorial Day weekend to Florida is a good thing, too, don't you think so?
Yes.
Well, you should see that's next weekend. There's no reason to be around here in Congress. They're just going to be all over. I'll get the hell out of the sky and jump down the hill.
And it's funny, these press guys, you know, they get. They're in a different place, they're talking to different people, they're seeing a different interest. We're doing business. Gotta be doing business.
Oh, I know. Every place we go, we gotta be doing business. The way you can do business, so forth, however, is to bring always, whenever I go, if I go to Florida, Paul Schultz or somebody down there, they don't even have to see me. Except to maybe bring them a phone call. But they're there. The purpose of it is, well, we met this morning for the purpose of this, that, and the other thing. See my point?
Exactly right.
In other words, I never see them socially, but they're there. The White House is there. Oh, we have a couple of cabinet officers down there in the same key.
See, that's a good idea at a time like this. What it looks like, what we can't have happen is experience that you're holed up here with all these goddamn attacks coming in, and they're just immobilized. But we've been, it was then a question of time. Now we've got the hearings to start, and we're going to get Elliot launched, I think, early this week. Special prosecutor. Goddamn. There'll be some indictments very quickly, I'm sure.
Yep.
Well,
right.
Put the center of attention from the White House elsewhere.
Yep, that's a good thing. Oh, I told Ron. What's the so-called event? We must use the term white papers, called this presidential statement.
I told him white papers, bad word.
But we're not trying to whitewash it.
You know, if you're white,
we just say a presidential statement or whatever. But anyway, figure out the word. So that the boys get more time, let me say that I do not want to see it until 9. decisions then. Tell me this, what is, how much cases are got mailed and so they got that top level media now? How much has he got mailed out?
That's totally different.
How? Tell me, you run over here all the time.
Well, and he's got the character of me.
Yeah.
The reasons for it.
Yeah.
With everyone, everybody fully used to why and what the purposes were. Unanimous recommendations. We've got the...
Has it not been the meeting occurred, but the recommendations did not occur until 2 months after the meeting?
No, the meeting set up the group under the chairmanship of Jagger, who would recommend the recommendations.
Oh,
the 43-page paper came in.
How long?
2 months later.
2 months later, all right.
It made these recommendations for expanded authorities, which were granted in-house via memo from Haldeman to Houston.
Right.
And Houston then conveyed the decision to the agencies.
Right.
And you all have records of that.
Right. They have records of Houston conveying it to their...
Okay. Yes. And there are also records, I think it was 48 hours later, I think at the exact time, when it was recalled.
Are there records of that, or is it just they find a piece of paper?
Well, there are affidavits now supporting the recall from each of the guys. There are notes backing up the affidavits in several instances where men,
Dardano,
everybody else, made careful men comments.
And also, Salton says that it was called back, and he was there. The FBI guy was over there, so it was called back.
His agent.
Why did they say it was called back? Because of Hoover's objection.
Because the Hoover went to the Attorney General, told him they'd gone to Hoover, even though Hoover had concurred and had recommended this, yeah, these actions. He talked him out of reversing it. The Attorney General apparently was a little bit too, because he was not included.
Right.
And so, he went to you and had to send.
Did the Attorney General talk to me? Did we know? Did we have any record?
That I don't know yet. We did not have a record of that as of yesterday afternoon. But we do have a firm record of the meeting.
We don't need to say to the Attorney General, how it was done and so forth. If we can't find a record for somebody saying Mr. Hoover objected, urging rescission, the President. But then how was the rescission from the White House conveyed to Hoover? The calls of rescission were made from the Justice Department, are they not?
No. They were made by Houston.
By the FBI. Well, Houston did. Houston called and said it was rescinded. That's good.
Same way it went out, it was recalled.
And Houston called and said, well, it was rescinded.
Return the study and it's no longer active. Now, what they did, although they were ordered to return the paper, the 43-page memo,
yeah,
they all, in their usual bureaucratic way, reproduced it and had a copy. We got one at the CIA, which they shouldn't have had. And the DIA the same. That's a typical bureaucratic trick.
But Houston, in other words, the White House had it returned.
That's right. I heard the reason was I said it was Sullivan.
I know.
But he said now yesterday afternoon, no, of course, Houston, and they verified
it. Well, that's good, because it showed the President.
Sure. Came back and said,
did Houston say why he did it, or who told him to do it? I didn't talk to Houston, so apparently all of them had money at the time.
No, I don't think all of them did either. Maybe, yeah, I was talking to them.
Sure. Any event, it was done.
It was done. Yeah.
It was returned, and a no-go, as they said.
Nothing was ever done.
As far as what was done under the paper, we know nothing.
No. No. Now, there was intensification of existing authorities, because you had foolish their tails and get busy.
I don't care who'll say that.
Oh, that's good. And then, in the wake of that, this interdepartmental committee was set up under Marty, in which there was exchange of intelligence, internal security information, and it was a coordinated remaining group because J. Edgar Hoover refused to do his job. He just wouldn't even exchange information.
Nothing. There was basically just standing and pushing it and not operational.
No.
So, let the 11th Wing claim he had a great unstoppable here in Washington. Screw it. We should have had. Goddamn, this place was leading like a city. You know that, huh? The whole business of Krogh and the plumbers occurred after that, apparently. Yes.
That's right. That was, as we piece it together, that, of course, was frustrating to everybody, to Houston, and probably to you, if you got him.
They can't fuck people back
to their job.
Right, right.
So then the next thing, we did, we had Ellsbergs.
Yeah, well, then I've got papers.
That run papers came out. Dear God, there we had major security leaks.
Yeah.
It was then, in the face of the...
And Hoover would not carry forth for the reasons that we know.
Yeah, the effectiveness of that, you formed the phone.
I ordered the groups that have been to my house to plug our own leaks.
Plug our own leaks, they're going to be gone. They did a lot of things, I'll be frank. But you didn't know about it. They planned a lot of things. They didn't do much very successfully.
They planned, for example, one thing I know, they planned was to do a second story job on Brookings because they thought Brookings had a copy of the Pentagon Papers.
That's right, plus a 68 bombing halt study, which Houston had always been trying to get hold of. And they probably did. It was very sensitive paper on bombing halt.
Did they get it?
No, it disappeared out of the Pentagon. We've never been able to locate it in the drugs.
It's not disappeared out of the Pentagon. How about you and I?
Well, we know it was Gelder, Halter, one of those guys.
Oh, you don't mean Houston stole it?
No. Houston was looking for it. We never could get it.
We were studying the bombing halt, goddamn it. We needed to know.
We had to know it because it was pertinent to our negotiations and our authorities.
Right. What else did they do to the plan that they didn't pull off?
Well, that's all I've been able to get.
Something out in Georgetown I heard about. They're supposed to do some house in Georgetown, but couldn't do it.
And they started bringing together a number of, you know, that's when they did the ferret job in the departments on certain classified papers where they go over and get cables, all legitimately.
When they were making studies for me, I asked them for a study of the Bay of Pigs. I asked them for a study of the bombing hole. I asked them for a study on the, I didn't remember this
yesterday,
but, and the DM minister got nanites. I asked for a study. I wanted to know what the Christ the facts were. This was after the Pentagon Papers. We had to know what the facts were. You're goddamn right, I asked for it.
You see, that was another thing. That's the way that you really look at it. The Pentagon Papers distorted the facts. They did.
Yeah.
So we had to find out what really was right and what was wrong. And, there was all kinds of justification for doing what was done.
None of that stuff bothers me. I just, you know, really like to be bothered with others. When I do something like breaking into a psychiatrist's office, bringing into the president's doctor's office is no problem. Nobody gives a shit. They didn't even investigate what I understand, did they? I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's the double standard in this town. They were in there to get morphine pills. They probably thought there was something there and they found that. Something vicious. God damn, it's certainly something. That just shows you why you gotta fight, because I just said that the same thing to Ron. I said to you, this fight is much bigger than all the issues that they brought in. I mean, I was thinking of every day this week people come in and say, well, maybe we better talk about resignation. And, you know, all this sort of thing. First, it was the house that I had $1 million that I'd sold into the house. And Then it was the question of the Woolworths papers. Then it was the question of the psychiatrist, the office in New York, and so forth and so on. We must not get involved in this day-to-day stuff. There's going to be shit flying all over the place.
Responsible position, and it has been holding up there. He's been the voice of responsibility of the
Sangamon. Well, your information was ours this morning is that they decided to let them out Monday.
I got this from Helms. But Helms doesn't know that we have Stennis working in the background. Stennis told Bazaar yesterday afternoon that he felt he could hold them until Wednesday.
And Bazaar told Stennis of our plan for a meeting to say.
But not for anybody else. Not for anybody else except Stennis is here.
Yeah.
party and set the stuff she had. We would have had to do that or had run it on this, quite frankly. I don't think that's a big enough gun for this problem.
I agree with you. Well, I want to thank you. Let me ask you, the three persons I called the meeting for the reasons it was Bob and John both recalled. Respond on the call that I told him to press the investigation. way that the dean can't touch it. He had no presidential authority.
That's right. And everything Walter says, he's bright enough. He's very conscious of the need. And it's, you can count on that being very, very good.
Well, let me just say the conclusion on the whole thing. Now, I'm sure it's going to be rotten. It's a tie. The president convened the meeting for the purpose of trying to have a CIA cover up. We come out the next day with the facts. So it's another charge. If you really come down to it, we mustn't panic because of a thing like this. This is a tough one. And we got that. It happens. The truth is that is if what Walter says, got that, not a damn thing was done. There was no CIA cover up. You know, it's like the money thing. Dean told me about it in demand right away that color, but I had to do a goddamn thing. We could touch by our investigation.
Yeah, but the fact is that we can't sit.
That'll never have the charge hanging out there without answers.
Hanging out and then sitting and waiting for it to come out in the legal process, which no one's
prepared. Has anybody, for example, before the Armed Services tried to present our side of the Walter side has been tried to? And he testified as well as providing an affidavit.
That's right.
And in his testimony, did you make it clear that he turned off every attempt related by me?
Gregory, and the connotation of that was, of course, goddammit, Dean was operating on his own inheritance, or at least on his own. He couldn't cite any presidential authority for what he was doing. Repeatedly, he could not say.
We just got to live with the fact that I said that you're talking to Walters. I don't remember saying it, but I undoubtedly did. And that's
well, it would be logical that you'd answer it.
Because I knew Walters was conducting the investigation for the CIA. And
that's going to be the chore of the week, this one, is to get that and keep it in context and not let it down.
Well, I think Walters had a question mark there after the words, and no matter how high it goes.
I don't know. I just really don't know. And he's not that perfect reporter because I've now seen some of his men cons after farm. People, you know, and some of them are right and some of them aren't right. They're generally pretty good, but that's no way to draw any conclusions. God damn it, the way to draw conclusions is from the man's testimony, which is put in its total context.
Yeah, no, sir. 17. John was there. But I told him, I said, now this is a national security operation. You cannot, you can go into that, but you cannot go into national security matters. That's what I told him. But the important thing there, again, as Peterson said, told me when we were on this line, is the bottom line that we did furnish to the court. Whatever the farmers got, damn thing got out of the hunt stuff, you know what I mean? The what was it? Now, the Ellsberg the break-in stuff was furnished to the court with my direction.
Then we have to get into the white paper or the fact sheet. What we want to do is dispose of every single thing that's been a point of contention or charge and give the president's sign, because they're never been able to get your sign down except Ron standing up with an audience to take your things and refusing to take questions on other things for good reasons.
Let me tell you, having just said what I said on John, I've said enough, he's protected to him. I'll tell you what actually happened. John asked him to call Peterson. He said, look, because he'd heard that Hunt was going to be called, he says, Hunt's got this information from this national security. He was running the Plumbers Arc operation. Whether John knew at that time, or told me, or he knew, he told me, at that time that there had been this break-in thing, I do not know. I cannot recall. It's very likely that he knew, oh, I know John. And I think the Justice Department had photographs. They had it since October. But I do not know. But he asked me to call Peterson and tell him that anything in the national security area, he could stay out of the discretion of Hunt. Anything with regard to Watergate, he could and should get into. And I called it in very strong terms. With John, frankly, getting me a hell of a prop. Did John, does that worry John or what?
Apparently, yes, because he called me the night before last. There are two issues I have to go public on. If you all know.
Right.
One is the convening of the meeting with Walters and
we'll carry that.
And two is the discussions. He didn't put it as the discussions, he said the issue that the president put a national security plan on Peterson with respect to the plumbers.
I'm perfectly willing to do that. It was the right thing to do.
Of course it was. We'll have that right in there.
And after all, at a later time, we took it off because it had leaked all over the goddamn place. And it said it had nothing to do with the Ellsberg case. Nothing to do with the Ellsberg case, as you know. It's nothing to do with it in the sense that the evidence there of the so-called break-in had never been given to the prosecutor.
Right.
That's my point. Therefore, it was not relevant. Peterson so stated when I called him that night, 4/7/17. He said, has this been given to the prosecutor? And I turned to him, I said, has it? He said, no. I said, that was a dry hole. I think those are the terms I used. Peterson said, good. That's why Peterson didn't move then.
Sheet of the back, I'm sure I'm going to button down.
All right, okay, go ahead.